Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Will playing Nath Vendekar, the human monk.
Jason continuing the longest running guest spot ever, playing Tam Westcrown.
Curtis playing Ronan, the confused Gripply Inquisitor.
And Peter playing Meta with familiar Cicero.
And last episode, we left our party on Castaway Beach, discovered that there was ghosts in the surf. And we asked ourselves, what will Ronan do?
Well, Ronan has this bright idea. He doesn't really know what to do about the ghosts.
Fair enough.
But he does have this list. And so after a little thought, he presents his holy symbol and he'll step out into the water just, you know, ankle deep, knee deep for me, which is probably ankle deep for a human. And I will call out the name of Spigen Engler. And if he's out there, I'll ask him to come forward.
You wait just a little bit and see no change in the pattern of random darting back and forth.
The next name that I would call out would be Captain Havner Ames.
You wait just a little bit. No change.
Okay. In the meantime, not knowing what else to do, I will take a moment and pray for these souls with Pharasma and let them know that this will be dealt with. Just as a matter of when and me having enough experience to know what to do.
Okay. At the mention of Pharasma, they kind of pause, recede back into the surf a little bit more, but then continue their random darting.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
What the hell was that?
That was a boom. Didn't sound like a boom. It sounded like a spring.
That was pretty awesome, actually.
But
that was perfect. That was Godzilla's gate opening.
You did see they're doing Godzilla versus King Kong, right?
No, I did not.
Yeah. That sounds like it's going to be a thing. It'll be interesting.
Have you guys seen the Godzilla anime?
No.
Negative. That's Godzilla 3, isn't it?
There's like five of them now, but it's pretty wild.
But the one I saw was on Netflix, right?
Yeah, there's two or three of them on Netflix. Okay.
Anyway, what else do you wish to do?
Sleep.
Find Mothra.
Okay. Your Castaway Beach squad sets up their watch. You guys do what you want to do. Yes?
As previously established, Sasha and I will always take first or third shift.
Okay.
And I would prefer to take third shift because I like the rising sun.
Serenray.
Sare in Ray, indeed.
Okay. Fair enough. First shift goes by without incident. About 3 o'clock in the a.m., roughly, Jask comes to Tam and shakes her.
Nah. Dagger in hand, darting towards the hand.
Wake up. We got company.
Oh, man. Giant lobsters. Oh, that one's dead.
No, he's just a...
Rock lobster.
These are Eurypterids. You remember Eurypterids?
Rock lobster.
Yes,
they were kind of nasty.
They were decidedly not, actually.
They were kind of pussy.
That's just because they didn't get a hold of you.
I think we kind of killed them pretty easily with waking up on the beach and they're attacking.
Yeah, they even had like a full round or two before we even woke up and started fighting.
Thus my comment. But maybe these are adult Eurypterids.
Maybe these are dire Eurypterids.
So, Tam, what do you do?
Fiendish, dire, werewolf.
I'd probably roll up, roll into a standing position, grab my sword, and shout the alarm.
What's the alarm you're shouting?
Hey, everybody. Hey, you guys.
Well, I'm trying to think because I legitimately don't know what's happening, so I just would be... Out swords! out swords!
Everybody wake up.
No. So, I don't know how many actions I have. I presume that's...
No, we're not in combat yet, so...
Okay. Well, in that case... Because
I need time to look them up, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I will then construct some sort of rudimentary lathe and ballista.
Is it a siege ballista?
Yes.
Are you going to sneak attack with it?
Yes. The rules don't say that I can't.
Okay, very true.
Next, I want to steal his pants.
Why do you want to steal? Why do you want his pants? I don't want his pants. I just want to know if I can steal them or not.
Is there really no raw against sneak attack with a ballista?
It's a quote from a movie with the gamers.
We love the gamers.
But
yep, you're right.
Also, there's no rule that says that you can't. It just says that the opponent has to be flat-footed or flanked. So technically...
You're going to sneak attack with this trebuchet? With
if
a chunk
they don't
of castle
know you're
wall?
Coming.
Backstab the spine of the book.
Guaranteed to be flat-footed with trebuchet.
Most likely.
Well, unless you're in the middle of a siege and you're watching, you know, them fire trebuchets at you.
Trebuchets.
Trebuchets.
Okay. Everybody up?
So, we wake up to you shouting swords.
It's a Tam shouting, yes.
Okay. Meta wakes up and goes, I don't have a sword.
God, you're dumb.
I know we haven't talked about this, but we have a decision dice. It's the inside die from a magic 8-ball. And when Tam announced the out swords, I said to myself, am I busy with Sasha at the moment? And the decision dice states, no doubt about it.
It is decidedly so.
It is decidedly so.
And I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not wearing my armor because I wouldn't sleep in that.
So,
an honest and just player.
So Sasha and I are both naked. So, so I'll be joining you maybe in a few minutes.
All right. You're not going to run out naked?
You got to finish first?
Hell yeah. I took extra performance for a reason.
They can handle it. It's fine.
All right. Well, on our fabulously drawn map here that the listeners can't see, place yourselves. This triangular shape, you know, those are the circles are trees.
That's our
and
canvas.
The triangle is the canvas covering. That is your storage area because reasons. And, no, you can't be in the tree. It's a tree trunk.
I get that, but I couldn't reach because I have short arms.
The table rotates, Jim. Be patient.
It spins freely, in fact.
Those are really big trees.
Yeah, they're like banyans, you know.
I don't know what a banyan is.
It's a type of tree.
Okay, thanks.
No, Ronan, he can be on the tree because, you know, climb speed.
If I remember correctly, they're kind of like Joshua trees where they're really wide, but they're not very tall. Am I getting that right?
Sort of, yeah. Some of them are rather tall, but they're a long-growing tree. They're very, very old when you see them large like this.
Okay.
So, let's do some initiative, huh? Oh, goody. I'm glad Jason bought me the official Serpent's Skull dice set. They perform admirably.
Yeah, and they're easy to read, too, right?
Right. You should take a picture and post that, too, actually. Yeah, when you think about it.
They are decidedly difficult to read.
Yeah, I know. My Kingmaker dice are the same way.
Yeah, you
they're,
love it.
They're lovely dice, but mine actually roll well, so.
If last night was an indicator, yeah. They do.
Now, your character just has 4 AC when raging, so.
Yeah, sucks, too. Anyway, what do you guys got? Meta.
12.
A 12. And Nath?
20.
Nice. And Tam?
Lucky number 7.
All right. Did I ask Meta already?
Yes, 12. 20.
Nath. And Rona?
25.
Ooh.
Eat that, Nath.
Yeah, Nath. In your pie hole.
Tastes good.
Is that everybody?
Jarwin rolled a 13. He'll be right above 10.
Did I get you?
10.
Okay.
7.
Yeah. Okay. 25, 20, 12, 7.
Jarwin would be above Meta.
Meta. All right. What did you have?
13.
Oh, well, I didn't ask you yet, did I?
Nope. That's why I was letting you know.
So when I asked, did I get everybody?
I said no.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry. Was busy thinking.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm this clearly busy and won't be joining anyway.
Right.
So
you might have to, you know, forego your turn the first time. It's fine. All right. So, Ronan, you are up.
Fantastic. Are they still in the water, I take it?
Indeed.
Okay. I will, are they above water or are they submerged?
That first one you would have a clean shot of. The second one and third one are somewhat submerged.
Okay. Well, I will put two arrows in the first one.
By all means.
Pew, pew. All
right. Does a 14 hit?
Yes.
And a 16 for my second roll. The first die does 6 points of damage. The second one does 1 point.
Still creeping.
Which one did Ronan shoot at?
To you, this is the one I affectionately call number one.
Number one.
So the Eurypterids are in a almost triangle formation, and it was the one in the middle that was shot.
Yep. Middle guy. Next we have Nath.
Nath will hop to his feet, take stock, and then probably just move about 40 feet in the direction of this surf.
Okay. Jarwin.
I will continue putting on my armor, donning it hastily. It doesn't matter because it's light armor. So that'll be like 5 rounds, I think.
Does anybody know for sure off the top of their head?
I'm pretty sure it's 5 rounds, but I'm not 100%.
I can find out real quick.
Meta, what do you want to do?
Meta is going to cast Bless.
Oh, good. Looks like everybody is still in range.
And then as a move action, she will put her buckler on.
Okay.
What kind of armor is it?
Light armor.
No,
More specific.
Oh, chain shirt, I think.
Oh, hell, I can do Dawn that.
Dawn hastily
is
5 rounds.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which is 25 seconds. It is 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, chain shirt. I thought it was.
As you know, I do own a chain shirt. Tam, what do you want to do?
All right, Tam is already standing because of Jask and has sword in hand. Tam will move towards Nath on the beach and say, "Nath, don't get too far out. Let's let him come to us. That way, the wonderfully skilled archer can do as much damage as possible. If you would please," and then I will double move towards Nath. As I go, I will draw my sword out of its sheath, holding the belt and sheath in one hand and the sword in the other.
Nice. That makes it Batty 1's turn. And 2. And 3. Back at the top, we got Ronan.
Same thing. We'll do 2 shots.
Same one?
Same one.
Rockin'.
13.
Does not hit.
18.
18 will hit.
4 points of damage.
He stops moving. Nath. What would you like to do?
So the first one is down there?
Yep. Flipping.
I'll go ahead and hold my turn.
Delay?
Delay.
Or would you like to prepare an action?
Sorry, yeah, delay.
Okay. You let me know when you want to come back in. Jarwin, still putting on armor?
Yes.
Meta.
All right, Meta's going to move up behind Tam and prepare to spit at one of the crustacean things if it gets within 30 feet.
Gonna try out the new skills, huh? Tam's up.
Tam will prepare action to use short sword on the first creature that hostile enemy creature that comes within melee range.
Prepared action.
Yes.
Ronan. You gonna finish them before they even get here?
Can I see the next one?
Yeah, maybe I should take a turn. Huh?
You don't really need to.
And, yeah.
The Eurypterids have approached
Meta,
the party.
It.
All right, so Meta suddenly regurgitates a blast of cold air at the closest Eurypterid.
Okay, is that range or range touch?
It is versus range touch, and it is a whopping 8 to hit.
Sadly, does not. It goes wide.
Nope, actually it'd be 9 because of bless.
Still no go. Okay, now back to Ronan.
The one that's approaching Tam, I will shoot it twice. That is a 15.
15 will hit.
And 17. The first arrow does 1 point of damage. The second arrow does 3 points of damage.
Very good. Charwin, you there yet?
Still putting on my armor.
Right. Meta? Try another loogie?
Yes, Meta is going to spit at it again.
How many of those you get?
I can do it 6 times a day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something smarmy like, I'm not telling you.
Infinite.
And her cold blast goes flying out into the surf somewhere.
Did you roll a 1?
No, I rolled a 4 the first time and a 3 that time.
Good job.
So you're slowly freezing this ocean. Got it. Tam.
Tam will move forward 10 feet and attack the Eurypterid that is right in front of her with a short sword. High cut. Is 17 confirm?
Yes.
Yes. Can I get a card?
Card, man.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, we're going to do normal damage and 1d8 bleed.
Okay.
Nice.
If it survives this, that's 4 damage and 2 bleed.
It stops moving.
That's a bit of a shame, but...
Yeah, kind of a waste.
I feel very good about myself.
No, you done good, son. Mm. Ma'am, so, sir, whatever.
Tam. Anyway, I feel very good about myself, but I move 10 feet and then did standard action attack, so I am finished.
That is turn for you. So,
I will go ahead and enter.
You jumping in? All right, Nath.
Who's I?
I will enter with Nath, as I said before.
Oh, okay.
We're having trouble hearing you, Will.
Yeah, closer.
I will continue to eat the mic.
There you go. What do you wish to do after that?
I'll go ahead and move the, I believe, 25 feet. Either that or 30 feet. Hard to tell with the Eurypterids.
This one's you?
Yes, it is.
That is 20. And you can get up in his business with 25.
Delightful. I'll go ahead and do an unarmed strike. My luck has returned.
Yay!
I don't believe I can offhand strike since I moved, correct?
I believe you're correct. So that was sarcastic. Luck returning.
Yeah, I got a 3 on the
die. Yeah. Sorry, 3 is not going to quite get it. But you got yourself just in his sights. So... It being his turn, he's going to try and get you. 14 get you?
It does not.
Oh, a snap and a miss. Ronan?
Yeah, I believe I will take 2 shots at the one currently fighting with Nath.
I was going to insert something like tequila, whiskey.
Whatever, man.
You wait long enough, I will.
With my... -4, that's a 16 to hit for the first arrow.
16 hits.
And that is a 7.
Negatory.
3 points of damage.
Gotcha.
That will conclude my turn.
Jarwin.
I'm going to continue putting on my clothes and armor.
Meta.
Meta will move forward 20 feet towards the remaining crustacean. And then hope that she has better luck with her loogie launching.
Yeah, don't hit the monk.
All right, so that'd be a 14 versus touch for Meta's loogie.
14 hits.
1 cold
one damage.
Out.
That's an attractive quality in a woman.
And Meta is done with this turn.
All right. Tam.
I'm seeing a charge lane for Tam, so Tam is going to turn... Kick up some sand and head towards that last one. This is going to garbage my AC, but let's hope I kill it quick. 18 to hit.
18 hit.
Max damage of 9.
Oof. It shudders and stops moving.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations on your umpteenth challenge from Eurypterids. If they ever hit you, it's going to hurt.
They've hit me before. It's just they have like 6 hit points, so.
I think they might have 8. 4?
5?
They're supposed to have 4, yeah.
Wow.
These are adult granddaddy Eurythrids, though, so, you know.
Oh, so they go well with corn on the cob and russet potatoes.
Exactly.
Mm.
Okay, so.
A little butter, a little lemon.
It's all good. Mm.
So am I notified that combat is over?
Snake butter?
I'd imagine maybe. We probably wouldn't. We'd probably, like.
Wait for him to come out?
Well, no, it's because you got to imagine, like, that was an intense. I know it was only, like, 30 seconds, but, yeah. You know, it was an intense run, stab. So 10 seconds later, right. You know, while we're.
All right, so I will continue putting on my armor and come out. Announce myself. I'm here! Darwin is here!
Oh, hi, Darwin.
Oh, hey, guys.
We took care of the problem.
Okay, good night.
I'm going to attempt to retrieve some of my arrows.
Very good.
I just want to announce that I rolled the decision dice again and again came up with no doubt about it. I will be returning to Sasha.
Why wouldn't you?
And hastily undonning my armor.
How many arrows did Ronan shoot? I've lost track. 6?
I did 8.
8, okay.
I hit with 6.
All but one are intact.
At least we don't have to carry this meat back to the camp.
It's already there already.
Well, that was exciting.
Nothing like getting woke up in the middle of the night, huh?
Yeah, for a little brief exercise. I'm going to clean my sword and go back to sleep.
Yeah, Meta will take her buckler off and go back to sleep as well.
We got a busy day tomorrow to look forward to. Rest up.
And much fun was had by all. So you sleep the rest of the night, and it goes uneventful. Morning breaks.
Really? Who broke it?
I didn't do it.
Jarwin left. It's his fault.
Yep, Jarwin left. It's always his fault. You look around, see who isn't here, blame them. That's what we do. So what do you want to do when you get up?
Meta's going to pray to Apsu and prepare her spells for the day.
Excellent.
That'd take her an hour.
The usual mundane things and then get underway.
Yeah. Oatmeal. Get on down the road.
Start weaving baskets.
Oh, yeah. You're still working on that? How much time do you want to spend on that? Let's find
just,
out.
Just how? As long as, well, last night and then just as long as, it takes us to get ready in the morning.
Okay. Let's find out how far along you are. Over halfway. Nice. Jarwin, it's morning. What do you want to do? I know what you want to do, but what will you do?
So what you're saying is I have more time.
A little bit.
Probably breakfast.
Right.
I would do my morning ritual.
And yours consists of?
My circle of bones and...
Do tell. A little bit more, if you would.
Well, I believe what I'm supposed to do is take bones, lay them in a large circle. In the center of the circle, on a small piece of paper, I place the name of a newborn. And then on the outside of the circle, place the name of someone deceased. And then I have to march around that circle and say a prayer to Pharasma. That's my daily ritual.
Okay, so what kind of bones are we talking about?
Just bones that I find or have had.
Okay, so Pharasma doesn't care exactly, does she?
Ex-lover.
She's a she, right?
Yes, okay. She is a she.
Chicken bones.
Chicken bones. Okay. And see, that's Meta. He's doing hers. Ronan's doing his. Tam said breakfast and getting ready. And Nath? Doing a morning ritual or of some sort? Basket, that's right. Sorry. Brain fart.
Meditates at night, so.
Okay. So whenever you guys are ready, you may proceed. You guys want to define your path for me on your maps?
That way.
A little bit better. I know all what right. You want
to
do.
From B to C1, sticking along the inside coast, we would hit C5, C5...
Okay. So you're hugging the coast?
That's L1, C5, I think that's maybe I1, and then I2, L to O. So, yeah.
Yeah, these are all affectionate terms for points on the island for our listeners' sake.
Check out our social media, Facebook and Twitter, to see the map.
There you go. Because it's going to get there, right?
Yes, today.
Okay.
Today as in March 3rd, 2019, as opposed to today as in the day you're listening to this.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. Okay.
Because hello, future people.
Hopefully we have future people. Yeah.
Well, at the very least, I'll be listening to this in the future. Because I can tell by the download numbers that not all of you are downloading and listening to this podcast.
I have.
Give them time. Oh, rat. Give me a moment to get this thing together.
Meta has started.
Okay.
Period.
I took my wife's phone and downloaded the podcast onto it. And I was like, here, listen to this. And then a couple days later, I was like, so, how are you enjoying the podcast? I haven't started it yet.
Thanks, Tiff.
Yeah.
That's how it goes with my friends, too.
Yeah. No offense to your friends. I don't know how close you are to them. But I put a little bit more stock in my wife. Like, hey, this is a thing that your husband is doing.
You would hope.
Yeah.
To be fair, my cousin is farther along in listening to our podcast than I am.
And he doesn't even play D&D.
No.
But on the subject, since Britt's still looking to get stuff ready, end of January, you know, a lot of us were at Winter War. And as I was going in, I got stopped by Mark, is it pronounced Warshall?
Washel.
Washel.
Good friend.
Yeah, he's a good friend, local Pathfinder Society player, Starfinder player, cool mustache.
Goatee.
Yeah, well, the goatee's nice, but the mustache is cool.
Yeah, he's got the points.
He's got the Captain Hook mustache sort of thing going on. And he, you know, stopped me and asked me how the podcast was going, told me he'd been listening. And then that was as I was going into the con on Friday, and as I was leaving on Sunday, Jeff Morris stopped me and told me that he'd been in listening to it and enjoying it at work. And
hi, Mark. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. This is your shout-out. We love you. And not a lot, but, you know, we appreciate it.
I believe you call Mark's mustache and goatee combination the swashbuckler.
Could be.
That kind of fits, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go with that.
He's a swashbuckler, biker, D&D player.
Yes.
Yeah.
His kids play, too.
Yeah. There are at a lot. So if you guys are ever at conventions in Central Illinois, you'll probably run into them.
They don't. The kids don't get a shout out until we know they listen, though. So maybe later.
And no, I don't know their names. So Mark Junior, Mark Junior Two.
No, that's not right.
Yeah. Close. Hey. Close. Not even. Close.
I don't know. I mean, I've been actively playing with Will for 4 months now. I don't know your girlfriend's name.
She was here a couple weeks ago.
I can take that one for you. It's Willina.
Wilhelmina.
Wait, she was physically here?
Yes. I don't know if you were here the same day. I think you were.
She came to this location that we're
she
in.
She was sitting in this chair. Jason, you were not here.
I was definitely not here.
When was this? When did this happen?
We were testing these microphones.
Ah.
Is that Wednesday?
A while back.
Oh. Yeah, that was like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Gotcha. Yeah, you said she was going to come to, I think she might have come to FlatCon, but she didn't. She said she might have, probably wouldn't come to Winter War, and she didn't.
She was never going to go to either one of those.
Then you just full straight out lied.
No, I did not say that. I've never said that.
Sure.
I know how to fix this, guys. Go outside and fight in the snow.
You guys are both making it all up.
Can we fight in here?
No, I get cold outside only. Outside only.
We might break things.
Okay.
Oh, were we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, back to serious business.
So serious. Traverse through the jungle a bit, get to the other beach, and not too far following the coast. Bum, bum, bum. Stuff happens.
It snows.
I like it when stuff happens.
Oh, he just put a big cock on the table.
I think that's a scarlet ibis.
Yeah, pretend it's a dimorphodon or whatever the hell these things are called.
That's a big dimorphodon.
Yeah, dimorphodon. I got it right.
Hermaphrodon?
No.
Looks like a red pelican.
A rather large red pelican.
Yeah.
Not medium size.
Yeah.
That's a big, medium-sized creature.
So while he's heading up, who's going to Lexicon?
Wish I could.
Maybe.
You can't make the day?
Maybe. He has to work.
Yeah, so?
I'm a working fool. 24/7.
So you probably can't get off on time.
Correct.
You going to Lexicon?
I saw something about it, but no, I'm not going.
March 30th.
It's one day.
One day.
Oh, yeah, but where is it?
Lexicon. Lexington, Illinois. It's like 30 minutes north of Bloomington.
No, I won't be there.
All right, fine. Whatever.
I think we need to replace Will.
Can you feel the love?
Hang on, let's ask the decision dice.
Pete, Kurt, you guys are going?
Yes.
Cock
yes.
Die.
You guys want a carpool?
Cannot foretell now.
Yes,
let's
sure.
Try again.
Another week.
No, you have to wait 1d4 days.
Very likely.
Pete, I promise it'll... I'm not going to promise, but I almost guarantee it'll go better than last year.
Well, since I didn't sign up to GM this time, I don't really care. I'm not expecting to run something. I'm expecting to have fun and play.
No.
It's always more funner.
Apparently. It is, but last year there was a blizzard.
Yeah, blizzard last year, it sucked.
I have four-wheel drive.
Well, we had a lot of fun.
But
we
do you have four-wheel stop?
Yes.
Only sometimes.
By the time we decided maybe we shouldn't have driven that far, we were closer to Lexicon than we were back to home, so it was fine.
And also for carpooling, I'm driving. And if you guys don't want to do that, that's fine, but I'm not trying to squeeze into either of your cars.
I have an SUV.
You and your wife have an SUV, yes, but you tend to drive your Altima. And I presume that's what you're taking because the Durango is for your missus. So if you're going to take that, that's great. But then I will let you I will ride with you if you want to drive and use your gas.
I have no qualms about you not riding in my car. It's hard for you to fit.
And you smoke in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Boobies.
We're waiting on you, Mr. BM.
Snake position milk. Yourselves.
Snake milk.
Missionary.
Reverse cowgirl. Standing wheelbarrow.
I would have been close to the tree line. Is there a tree line, yes. In fact?
Yes, and you are there.
I am there. Okay.
Who would have been close to the tree line?
I think Ronan.
Ronan would have been close to the tree line.
Start talking to yourself in first person. That's what he keeps trying
third
to tell
person.
You.
Third person.
Third person, first person, whatever.
Third person, progressive past tense.
Details.
I was going to go by the tree line.
Well, you can... I didn't move you.
Who's I?
Never mind.
Wait, what are you doing?
This keeps that's going. I'm going to turn into the fucking third person police now. I'm going to ask everybody that says I. What do you mean I? Who is I? Could you clarify for the listeners, please?
Roll for initiative. Ronan, what you got?
14.
Charwin.
2-0.
Meta.
Meta's initiative is 9.
Okay. Damn.
15.
Nath.
Nath got a 12.
Meta, did I ask you already?
9.
Okay, I think we're set.
No, he means no. You did not ask him.
B9, it's not a tumor.
So Meta's not German. What? Okay.
How do you know? She could be.
I read the character sheet.
And what nationality is she?
I can't remember, but I'm sure it wasn't Germany. Jarwin, what do you want to do?
Try to see what's going on. Perception check?
Uh-huh.
Do we see anything?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm getting at here.
Yeah. Well, here's kind of your tree line, right? Uh-huh. There. They have come out of it because they sense your presence.
Okay, so we see something. So instead I'm going to... Jarwin is going to begin his bardic performance by dancing like a fool.
So he's a maniac. Maniac for sure.
Yep, that's me. And then I will... I am going to 5-foot step towards the giant chicken-looking things, and that will be my turn.
Just 5 feet?
Yes, just 5 feet.
Can't lure you in anymore?
That's all I want to
move. Okay. Tam.
All right, Tam will draw her short sword, look at Nath, give the nod, 5-foot step forward and to the side, and prepare action to attack one of these creatures if they get within striking distance.
Prepared strike. Gotcha. Ronan.
Ronan will climb a tree.
I presumed you are already in it.
Well, I am now. And
okay.
I will hold to see if they attack.
Okay. That makes it the Dimorphodon's turn. And they will advance once I find their move rate.
It's zero.
There it is. Turn. Jarwin. Oh, no. Nath.
Nath will go ahead and move up.
Step in between the three of these.
Step in between the three of them? Presenting yourself for flank?
Correct.
Glutton for punishment. Okay.
Always. I would like to defensively take an unarmed strike.
You may.
Assuming crane style as a swift action. That definitely does not hit.
Are you sure?
Even with the bardic performance?
Yes, I swapped dice and still rolled exactly a 3.
Very nice.
At least you're consistent. Meta. That's meta.
Yeah, I know. My plans were changed because of placement of people.
Uh-huh.
Are these all three of them Dimorphodon?
Indeed. They're all pretty right. Plumage.
Meta will step forward and cast Bless. Blessings of Apsu upon you.
Is everybody in range there? Looks like.
Yes.
Jarwin, is your bardic performance still just +1?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jarwin? New turn.
Jarwin is going to step up, counting out distance, hang on, and to approach the one that is behind Nath and attempt to strike it. It's probably going to be a miss, but we will confirm it real quick. That'll be a 14 to hit.
14 will hit.
Oh, very nice.
And it was worth the wait, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We're going to do a whopping 3 damage with my Acestus.
So it's kind of a armed strike, huh?
Yes, and that will be my turn. Oh, I'm also going to stop performance, but it will linger for 2 rounds. And now that is Jarwin's turn.
Damn.
Seeing Nath move so bravely into the middle of them, Tam will move up to take advantage of the flank and use her favorite spell, Sword.
It's a good spell. First level, right?
It levels with me, actually.
Nice.
17.
That will hit.
Yeah, all right. 10 damage.
10 damage.
Yep, as I slash into it. Yeah.
Vicious cut. Ronan.
Ronan, that last one, out of the triangle formation, the one farthest away from me,
yes?
Is he out of combat currently?
The one that
currently?
Looks like an actual bird?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Is he what?
He is not in combat with anyone,
not
correct?
Yet. He's okay. Not engaged.
I will put 2 arrows into him.
You can attempt it.
The first one is a 23.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
And the second one is a 21.
They both hit. Congratulations, you put 2 arrows in it.
The first arrow does 5 damage.
Yes.
+1 for bardic.
Oh, okay. Sorry, 6 damage.
Mm-hmm.
2 to hit, 1 to damage.
Oh, wow. Okay. Didn't see those. And the second arrow is 3 points of damage.
So all together, 9?
9.
Yes, 9.
Very good.
9.
9.
And that makes it my turn. Number 1 is going after Jarwin.
Miss.
11.
I already answered you.
Number 2 is going to go after the monk. So, look out. Look out. Look out.
Nath. His name is Nath.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying, look out.
I didn't believe you.
Duck. And I think you did because I rolled a 9.
Yeah, that's not going to hit.
Okay. I need a fumble card.
Yes.
I assume this is the 3rd moving up behind me?
Yes. Thank you for moving me. I think I need glasses. Is there a natural attack on here?
Yes.
It probably says natural attack.
It does say natural. It's the 3rd one down. Thank you.
Pete, don't try to read it like that. Nobody can hear you.
If you had reach greater than 5 feet, it is reduced to 5 feet for 3 seconds. Well, I don't have reach, so no real effect there.
For just half a round? How the hell does that even work?
I don't know.
It's for three rounds.
Oh, Jesus.
Regardless, this is one of those times where the fumble card does nothing.
I say he draws another one.
I feel so let down.
Nath, it's your turn.
Nath will drop.
Thank you.
Gonna drop the fighting defensively for a full round of attacks with.
So you gonna flurry?
Yeah, that. I was looking for that. First one is 23 to hit.
That hits.
For 3 points of damage.
And which one was it you were going for? I'm sorry.
The one right in front of me, in between us.
Right, that's the one I call number one. Three points?
Yes, 3 points to the one in between Tam and Nath.
Gotcha.
Sorry, 4 points.
Second attack.
How many points do I get for...
Plus two for flanking, plus one from Bless, plus one from Inspire Courage, so your normal bonus is plus four.
That is a 12 to hit, then.
12 altogether? Negatory.
And the final one.
Oh, you get three now.
That is correct.
Nice.
Final one is 24 to hit.
Oh, that definitely hits. Now, for flavor, just out of curiosity, are we talking fist, knee, kick? What kind of combo are we doing here?
Mostly fists. Probably just three fists aiming for the head.
Hip thrust, hip thrust, hip thrust.
Not pelvic thrust. No,
I was gonna say it's a pelvic thrust.
Not pelvic, hip.
There's a big difference between pelvic and hip.
Yes.
And that is 4 points of damage to that one as well.
Four. Right.
So meta. I'm gonna
You're gonna interrupt.
Give everybody this rendition here too, because now it's stuck in my head. It's like, it's just a pelvic thrust. Your misses really drive me insane.
All right, so meta. None of them fall over or anything yet. There's not a whole lot of need for me to do anything, it doesn't seem like. So Meta will stay where she's at, but she will prepare to cast Stabilize on the next creature that collapses.
Prepared action, got it. Jarwin.
Jarwin is going to 5 foot step diagonally to get... better flanking position, and punch with his cestus. And that's probably going to be a miss. That is a...
Bardic performance.
14.
That's a hit.
No, 13, sorry.
Oh, no, that's a miss.
Okay.
Make up my mind.
That is Jarwin's turn.
Okay. Tam.
Same verse as the last time. Still got one standing in front of me, so Tam will short sword once more.
Casting sword.
15?
15 hit?
Yes. 13 damage.
Sliced it in half.
Ah! Stabilize that, sumbitch. And then with my move action, I will...
It twitches, and then goes still again.
I will move... Tam will move... to move into flanking next to... Okay, so it's going to be kind of a big L-shape, listener. It's going to be kind of hard to picture, but I will be moved. So as I am flanking with Jarwin, and Nath will be able to 5 foot step into flanking on the last one.
So almost a flank.
No, he's flanking.
I'm flanking right now with...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So that is full round, and then free action, I do the little, like, victory pump.
Like the little kid from the memes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were able to get there. Are you able to do anything else, or was that a double move?
No, that was a single move, but I used my standard to cut the other one in half.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You attacked and then moved. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That happened like 15 seconds
Sorry,
ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Brain cramp. Ronan.
Instant replay. Ronan is going to shoot at the what is it, a Dermaphodon?
Dimorphodon.
Yeah, what he said.
Directly between Jarwin and... Tam.
The one that actually looks like a bird.
Nope. The other one that looks like a cone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying. Go ahead.
Just a second while I do math on this. I get plus two from Bless and Inspire Courage, correct, to hit?
Yeah. How long does that linger?
I have another round.
Okay.
I thought Lingering Performance actually kept it around for 3 rounds.
I don't have Lingering Performance. I have the trait that does the same thing.
Ah.
Because traits are cheaper than feats.
18 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For the first one. And 9. 5 points of damage on the first one. 6. Sorry. Inspire Courage.
And he is down. Now what do you want to do?
I missed with my other arrow, so.
Oh, okay. What did you roll? 9?
I had 9, yeah.
Okay. That makes it my turn. Last ditch effort. Tam is facing me, right in front of me. I'm going to take a bite at Tam.
Ooh.
19?
19 hits.
Ooh. Finally, I hit something. Okay, you ready for this? 6 damage.
All right. It's approximately 20%.
Roll me a fort save.
Against poison?
Yep.
18.
That sounds very good.
I hope so.
And it is now Nath's turn.
Nath will take a 5-foot step, putting this Dimorphodon in between him and Tam.
So moving into flank.
And begin another flurry of blows.
Hit it.
Blow it.
Wow.
Way to encourage your team member.
8 charisma.
Oh, yeah. That explains a lot, actually.
That is a 19 to hit.
That is definitely hit.
Max damage with 8 points of damage.
And it flies into Tam, falls to the ground, and stops moving.
And Tam takes 4d6 damage.
Now, Tam takes her sword and kills these things before Meta can bring him back to life.
Team player!
Wow.
Now, Meta, you weren't going to bring them back to life, were you?
Stabilize.
What was your damage on that again there, Nav?
8 points of damage.
8.
However,
nope.
I see that Tam is injured. Combat seems to have dwindled, so I would have her come away from the enemies and channel.
Yeah, I will acquiesce.
Tam has been channeled upon.
Okay, anything else you want to do with these dead Dimorphodons?
Pluck the plumage.
Lovely plumage. So, going to leave them there? Are you going to throw them in the surf? Or what do you want to do with them?
Well, does anybody have anything particular they'd like to do with these?
Feed the fishies.
Well, I would have released them back to the wild. It's not going to work now.
Nope.
Do we still have any meat with us, or did we leave that all behind?
You took a bunch of trail rations, if I recall. You packed them the night before.
We did.
Nath would like to, if there's one that is already dead.
Yes. 3 of them.
Go ahead and carve some of that up and see about storing it.
Meta, did you in fact stabilize any of these?
Unsuccessful.
He did, but then...
She did.
Sorry.
She tried.
The way that it would have come down is, yeah, technically I would have got one of them stabilized, and then a coup de grace would have ended the stabilize effect.
Because Tam went and killed him.
But, Ronan, I do have a nice selection of colorful potential fletchings for you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Aw, team player.
Right. Now, do we want to eat these things, or...
I think Nath is carving on one. I'm like, I think Nath does.
This meat serves another purpose. If you want some to eat, please, feel free.
If I didn't already know about the snake, that would be really dirty.
Damn.
It's for meditating.
Let's do...
Meditating?
What time of day is it?
Morning
still. Oh, it's still early morning. Well, I wouldn't say early morning. Let's say around 9-ish.
Okay, so it's not even anywhere near lunchtime.
Negative.
Right. Well, if you're a hobbit, it could be second breakfast.
Maybe. You're done carving?
Yes.
Question? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I leave the rest of them there? What do you want to do?
Toss them back into the tree line. Let some other creature, scavenger, eat them.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
It's a circle of life.
Anybody have any problem with that?
Yeah, that might be fine with it.
Yeah, that works.
Right. Some crab will come along and eat it, I'm sure. So you continue your journey, and let's see. See what happens. Nothing there. So another hour passes, and another possibility. Nothing there. Here, give me a second.
A chasm opens up in the floor. Everyone is swallowed whole except for Jarwin. Thanks for playing, guys.
Hang on. Give me just a second, guys. Let's do a pause here.
As we're walking along, seeing as I've got the basket about 50% complete, Nath would ask Meta, I see you trying to preserve these creatures before they die. It's a noble undertaking. Would you be willing to assist me in taming a creature?
In, like, a pet?
Similar. I wish to learn.
What is it you're wishing to learn? And what is it that you're wanting to capture?
I'm hoping to capture a snake.
A snake.
A snake.
He wants to make some snake butter.
If you haven't noticed, I studied with my father, who has actually mastered the forms of combat that are derived from a crane. I wish to learn from the nature here.
He wants to be a snake.
I suppose I might be able to help you out with that. As long as it's not like you're going to capture it and just torture it or anything.
No, of course not. That's what the meat was for that I was carving before.
I mean, not only torture it.
You see this meat? This is what happens when you don't listen.
It is for food.
And a probes.
This is what happened to the last snake.
No snakes were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Except for Gary, but he fucking deserved it.
Damn it, Gary. Okay. I'm back. So, you travel along at a point where the jungle recedes to a point where you can't see the opposite coast. We're going to affectionately call that I-1 on your map. You see what used to be a campsite.
Gasp.
Long since abandoned. Mm-hmm. Long since abandoned. Several small shelters. They're all made out of, like, driftwood. They're mostly all collapsed. Give me a perception, everyone.
Listen, do you smell something?
How fortuitous.
I am very perceptive.
How perceptive are you?
I am a 28.
That's doubly efficient for what we need. Ronan, in particular, because he's announced it first, notices dried blood stains.
That's pretty odd since it rains every day. We should probably investigate this.
Uh-huh, it's pretty weird. He also notices a yellow humanoid figure standing off to the side, staring out to the ocean.
To the bay.
What could it possibly be? Find out next time on Shield Bash. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I will continue to be your GM, Britt, and to my right.
Neil playing Jarwin Trioth, the human fire dancer bard.
Will playing Nath Vendekar, the human monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, human rogue.
Curtis playing Ronan, the Inquisitor of Pharasma.
Meta playing... Or Peter playing Meta.
Love you, Pete. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And stand by. Jason has a special announcement.
So anybody who's been following us on Twitter and Facebook, not that there's a lot of you, has learned that we have been having some technical issues with our hosting site, our recording program, switching to new recording equipment. It's basically just been kind of a clusterfuck of everything. But we've had some people there to see us through it, and we want to give some special shout-outs for that. We're going to start with Brian at the Pop Culture Leftovers. He didn't help us with this, but he helped us get started. He was there to answer a lot of questions about the initial setup and hosting sites and recordings and everything. So, first and foremost, thank you, Brian. Pop Culture Leftovers. Mike, the GM there at Wayward Quest, talked to him about hosting site suggestions, and he tried to warn me that I should have started at Podbean, and I didn't listen because Shout Engine was free, and now we're on Podbean. So you were right, Mike. This is going to hurt podcast. Steven has been there to answer a lot of the technical questions because he is an audio engineer and suggested quite a bit for audio programs. Tommy Zimbazo from Laugh Finder, who's just kind of been general moral support, as well as Alan and Jason from Douglas and Dragons. Great podcast. Don't let your kids listen to it. The entire crew of 0D20, I'm not 100% sure who all is on their social media sites, but they've been there for kind of everything. Also spoke, got to meet a Vanessa Hoskins from the No Direction, K-N-O-W, podcast, a big Pathfinder podcast. She was very pleasant. I met her at the Winter War convention, and we talked a lot about just the community of podcasting in general, and she offered that if I ever had any questions, I could reach out to her, so that was really nice, and that's just because I saw her wearing the polo with the logo, told her about our podcast, and she was all about it. And then one of our Twitter followers, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name, Jason Lillis, who's at Jason E. Lillis on Twitter. He commented about us on the Hideous Laughter podcast's Discord server, which then caught us a lot of followers, which is amazing. So thank you to him specifically. And then also thank you to the Hideous Laughter podcast for then shouting us out on their Twitter. They have quite a large following. And then also in their Discord. You can also, cool thing that Jason Lillis did is he has a Google Doc of actual play podcasts that are running adventure paths and which ones they're running. So if you want to hear a specific adventure path, you can look it up. He's got the obvious ones like Glass Cannon and stuff like that, but then a bunch of others as well that I'd never even heard of, and I spent a lot of time looking for podcasts. And then to the five assholes who put up with me every week, sitting down and playing the game with us, specifically Britt, our lovely GM. Those of you who probably can't tell, Britt's been playing for a long time. Long time.
Off and on.
Yeah. How many times have you GM'd before this? How many campaigns?
That's a tricky question there, sir. I really don't GM very often. I would much rather play.
Yeah. So when we were looking for a GM from this group, everybody here has experiences GMing, but Britt is probably the one who's done it the least just because he hasn't wanted to. And so he stepped up and...
True statement.
Double thumbs up.
Thanks.
So that's all I got. Anybody else have anything else, the wonderful things they want to say?
Thank you, Jason, for... doing all of our tech work and editing all these up to this point.
I'm going to blush.
I'm going to second that emotion.
Okay, I'll give you the $5 later. Thanks, Bill.
I think that about covers it for me, too. So thanks, Jason. Thanks, Britt. Thanks to everybody out there who's helped us get this far.
And thank you for listening.
Thanks, listeners. You're the best.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.